views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on the Dr. Pat Show. This is my hour. I receive one show a month from Dr. Pat, who graciously has given that to me. My regular show is on Fridays at 1 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio. So I'm very excited to be here today. We're going to be talking about the limitations of living in this third dimension and the possibilities of becoming new humans. And I have Dr. Pia Orlane and Cullen Bard-Smith on the show today. They've stepped away from their traditional careers of clinical psychologists and forensic anthropologists, and they both have accessed parallel dimensions since childhood and are interstellar communicators. They have dedicated their lives to bring the wisdom of Larkma to the world, which requires their combined energies. The Larkma is a group of beings from the Pleiades who wish to assist humans in fully manifesting who we were intended to be, divine beings of love and light. And they are the authors of Remembering Who We Are, Larkma's Guide for Healing the Human Condition, and Conversations with Larkma, A Pleiadian View of the New Reality. And you can find both of these books on Amazon. So I've been reading this book this week, and they provide profound insights about the shifts in consciousness that humanity is undergoing. And they've created easy-to-understand steps toward our evolution into a new reality. You can check out their website at www.larkma.com, and that's L-A-A-R-K-M-A-A. So welcome, Pia and Cullen.
Thank you. We are delighted to be here, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. We're really happy to be on your show today.
Yeah, it's great. Well, as I said, I've been reading the book, and there is so much here that people, like you say, you know, it is easy to understand steps. I really applaud you. A lot of channeled books, I find, are hard to read. They're kind of written in more of the form of the language of the beings that are communicating to us, and you've made it very accessible in kind of our day-to-day language, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. We feel that editorial task was something we needed to contribute to the wisdom that they were sharing with us.
Yeah, so let's first start with how this all began, how you were being contacted by these beings from the Pleiades.
Give me how we move from Cullen being an archaeoanthropologist and my being a clinical psychologist to telling people that we were hearing voices?
Yeah.
Okay. It started when, well, it started a long time ago with our beginning to notice things that were not quite what you would call normal in our reality, like water turning on, or lights turning on, or footsteps in the hall, or things being moved.
We began about a decade ago to realize that there was something going on in our lives that was not quite normal.
It wasn't scary. It didn't feel scary at all, but it was unusual, different.
And this actually came to an experience. One night, we were celebrating one of my birthdays, and Pia had made a really wonderful birthday dinner for me, and during that dinner, at exactly my birth time, we heard a shortwave radio that was in another room in our house turn itself on.
We noticed, or I noticed immediately when the radio turned on, I looked up at the clock and noticed it was exactly the hour and the minute of Cullen's birth. And we commented on that and said, that's odd.
So we got up from the dinner table, walked into the living room, and we just looked at the shortwave radio. It was the only communication device we had. We were living high in the Rocky Mountains at the time, and we had no cell phone reception, sketchy landline reception, no television, no regular radio, just the shortwave radio. And we looked at each other and went, isn't that odd? Why would the radio turn itself on spontaneously?
So we began this experimental thing of moving the radio from plug to plug and even unplugging it from the wall successively every night, and it made absolutely no difference. At the exact time of Cullen's birth, every evening, the radio turned itself on. So after about a week of that, we positioned ourselves before the radio and waited, and when it turned on, we said, who are you, what do you want, and how can we help you?
And we began to receive simultaneous, absolutely verbatim messages in our minds, what we call thought form. And we would tell each other, I just heard the most amazing message. And the other one of us would say, that's exactly what I heard.
We were hearing things like, one of the first things we heard was, we are one of six and six of one. Now, I couldn't have made that up by myself, and Cullen certainly wouldn't have made it up by himself. So the fact that we both got such an unusual answer verified for us that we were indeed communicating somehow with other beings that wanted to get information across to us. And what they were trying to explain was that they are a unified group, much like a family, but they have individual aspects.
So we, for the next few days, the next few evenings, we continued to get these thought forms, and we started writing them down. And one of us would verbally say what it was, and the other would actually write it down. We were trying shorthand, anything, to keep up with the rapidity of the information.
We couldn't keep up with it, so somewhere along the line, we got the bright idea to start recording it. And it's a good thing that we did, because they gave us binary numbers, physics.
They gave us information about medicine that we don't know about yet, future medicine. They gave us ideas and ideas about things that humanity simply is not knowledgeable about at this point in our evolution.
So the recorded messages that we accumulated over a couple of years there, would you say, Cullen?
About, yeah.
A couple of years. We recorded all these things, and they became the first book, Conversations with Larkma. It's all of the answers to the questions that we and others that we introduced Larkma to were asking at that time.
So you said you kind of received these instantaneously, like, thoughts. You didn't, did you, but it didn't sound like then you were recording it. So do you hear their voices now, or is it
just
in your mind?
We do.
You do hear them.
After about 2 or 3 weeks of receiving those thought forms, we actually began speaking. Instead of just hearing it, we began speaking what they were bringing through us. And at that point, we would trade off speaking into the recorder. And when we began to do this publicly, which they asked us to, I don't know, approximately 6 months after they introduced themselves to us, we found that in public presentations that it was a little disconcerting to the audiences if we both spoke simultaneously. People didn't know what to do. They would look at one of us and then the other, and so we quickly understood that it would be best if only one of us spoke at a time.
So now, primarily, they use my voice. They say that my voice matches their voice tones more closely than Cullen's, and so we use my voice most of the time.
So let's get a little more into some of the information. And one thing that what I want to start with is the title of the book, and it's often referred to in the book, Remembering Who We Are. And why is that so important, to remember who we are?
Partially because it's through our forgetting who we are, that we are experiencing so much pain, so much dis-ease, and so much suffering. Because when we truly remember who we are, we remember that we are connected, that we are united. There's a term that Larkma taught us that's an old Mayan term.
And that is a phrase that they use, and it's in Lakesh. And in Lakesh simply means, I am another yourself.
That means that if we see each other as being the same, we remember that we need to treat each other as we would like to be treated ourselves, and that what we do to each other affects us and the other person. So it's a way of moving towards unity and eliminating everything that comes from fear, judgment, and separation, because those are the energies that cause dis-ease in our environment, or actual manifestation of physical disease in our body. It's through separation.
Yes, and you talk about that in the book, the importance of moving past any type of fear and returning to the state of love, which will get us to that place of remembering who we are and having that connection, that unity, that we're all, you know, I think the whole purpose of this book is to share how, you know, we need to move towards harmony and being with each other in unity, and knowing how what we do impacts everybody, even our thoughts, and impacts us. We think we're maybe being angry at somebody else out there. That impacts us and everybody because that thought goes out there. Well, we're going to take a break now, so we'll be back shortly and talk more with Pia Orlean and Colin Bard-Smith.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Rare and unique opportunity for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show, and get into it, winning at the game of life with Lynn Brown. Lynn is looking for a special in-studio guest to receive live on-air energy tools that you can use every day. Join Lynn as she takes you and the listeners on a journey to cleanse your energy. If you are interested in learning about your intuitive nature, how to cleanse your energy, want to create new levels of clarity and ease in your life, have not received training of psychic or energy tools previously, and are at least 30 years old, Lynn wants to help you. If you're ready to get into it and join Lynn for a powerful hour of amazing live training, email Lynn at lynn@ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
No. Think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right.
Welcome back to the Voices of Women on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Chris Stainis, am your host today, and I'm talking with Dr. Pia Arlene and Colin Baird-Smith, and we're talking about their newest book, Remembering Who We Are. So you you go a lot into the book is about duality, you know, and that's something that we understand, we live with here. There is this constant kind of duality. And so I'd love for you to share their perspective on the purpose of this duality, because I think it's one of those hard things that we don't like living with, these opposites, you know, and yet there's a purpose for it.
No, we're much more comfortable if everything is like we are, because then it feels familiar and safe. That's true. Humans always prefer others to be as we are so that we feel comfortable. But actually, what Larkma has shared with us is that the polar extremes of opposites create what they call a dynamic tension. And it's through that dynamic tension that we stretch and grow. So we are being shown through our own experiences how to incorporate something that is very different from us into our own awareness, making us grow so that we're bigger and bigger in our awareness of reality rather than staying stuck in our own familiar little circumstances of this is my truth.
So what Larkma is trying to help us understand is that all of these challenges that we experience, often even every day, they would like us to see these challenges or these difficulties as opportunities to see that in a dualistic planetary design, we can actually learn from these challenges. We can actually use them as growth opportunities instead of seeing them as something we don't want to deal with or as a total opposite. We can actually see them and use them as fuel for moving closer to each other in a unified way and not seeing them as one person being right and one person being wrong. What Larkma's trying to get humanity to understand is there can actually be two rights. Two people, two governments, two nations can be completely different in their makeup, but they can exist together simultaneously as a cohesive difference, but stand side by side and accept each other as they are.
And that's a bit like the way Larkma, when they introduce themselves, explains that they're one of six and six of one. That if they can get the idea across to humanity to stop seeing ourselves through our own individual viewpoint and start seeing ourselves as families that have individual aspects, then the family can get bigger and bigger and bigger to include all of the differences that we share as a species. Different gifts, different talents. The trick to doing that is to stop judging what we see as different. And the purpose of the differences is to move beyond the judgment, begin to discern the differences, and go, how can I interact with this in a way that brings harmony instead of a way that brings conflict and competition?
Yeah, I like that. And it is about accepting each other's gifts. I work in my organization, Women of Wisdom, in circle leadership, and that's about, you know, everyone has a unique gift and honoring that. And so with that, there's that acceptance and the need for acceptance of our differences. And, you know, we all hate conflict. We all hate that, you know, when our stomach tightens up and somebody disagrees with us or we feel they've made us wrong. You know, they've judged us, they've attacked us. And what I love about the book is they give you some techniques of how to reduce that, how to turn that around, because it impacts not everybody there, but ourselves when we do that.
Well, I think it not only impacts in the way you're speaking about in affecting everyone else, but we don't yet know the effects that it does to ourselves. And that's something that Larkma is beginning to talk about. When we are negative, when we are judgmental, when we are frustrated, impatient, angry, grieving, you know, holding on to something, any of those things that come from the basis of fear rather than coming from love, they cause a cellular reaction in our bodies where our bodies actually contract and our cells can't communicate with each other as well as they should. So we start a disease process within ourselves by the contraction the cells experience from our negative attitude. When we are expansive, when we stop and breathe in and breathe out, stop our thoughts, make room for there to be two rights instead of a right and a wrong, we create an expansion within our own bodies so that our bodies can regulate, harmonize, and rebalance in whatever the circumstances are as they change and change and change. So it goes both ways. We're affecting ourselves at an inner level, and we're affecting everyone else around us at an outer level by the thoughts that we think and the way we voice them.
And in addition to that, it's not just, as Pia just described, how that's affecting us personally and what we talked about a moment ago about affecting all others. It also ripples out into the universe. I don't think most humans understand how powerful our thoughts are. We affect every energy everywhere. Larkma tells us that everything in the universe is made up of energy. And if we're affecting our own energy, and if we're affecting all of the other energies on Earth, we're also affecting the energies everywhere else beyond this planet.
Yeah, that's important to recognize. It's something probably most of us don't even think about. But, you know, thoughts are energy, too. And energy, it just expands. Energy can go, you know, it's limitless. So we do have an impact much, much greater than we think possible. Let's talk about that, because there's a lot in the book, too, about this, the heart-mind split and how to heal that.
The first thing that we need to do to heal the heart-mind split is to stop putting the mind in charge and begin to learn to listen to what our heart tells us. So many times we feel that something would be the right thing to do, but our heads argue us out of it and tell us why it's not logical or why we shouldn't. We have, as a species, capitalized on the idea that we are an intelligent species, and therefore our minds need to lead everything that we do. And that is truly out of balance and definitely not the feminine way. The way of the feminine wisdom is to follow the heart and then let the directions from the heart lead the mind into how we should think with love.
There's a confusion between who or what is really leading us, whether it's the heart's wisdom or the mind's intelligence. And Larkma talks about this at great length in seminars and gatherings that they do for humanity. And what they tell us is that if something feels right in the heart, that resonance is something to follow. But if there's confusion in the mind, if the mind can't really decide, should I do this, should I do that, Larkma tells us that is the indication that the mind is the wrong avenue for making the decision. If the resonance is there in the heart, we could call that intuition. Larkma calls it the first sense. We can trust that the heart knows what it's doing when the mind may simply be confusing the matter altogether.
So, Chris, there's one important step, I think, to start this process of healing the mind body of the mind and heart split. And that is to start recognizing how the feelings we have and the thoughts we think are connected, and then determine who's running the show. Is our heart running the show, or is our mind running the show? And one really easy way to do this is to distinguish in what we're feeling. Larkma calls our feelings, they say that we have a natural feeling state, which we're born with, and it's our natural universal birthright, which is love, joy, trust, compassion, hope, bliss, all those things that make us feel good. Then we have the negative feeling state, which is anger, frustration, greed, impatience, jealousy, sadness, all of those things that come basically from fear. And Larkma terms those our emotions. And they make the distinction because they say the emotions are there specifically to cause us to feel discomfort so we can figure out how we ourselves are out of balance. They're signposts to show us, pay attention to what you're thinking. Your feelings are showing you you're not having the balanced thoughts. So if we're feeling anything that's uncomfortable in an emotional state, automatically the step to healing the heart-mind split is to begin to monitor what we're thinking, and that will lead us into old belief sets, judgments, competition, insecurity, fear, all kind of things where we can say, oh, here's where I need to do my work, and that's how we begin to heal it.
Yeah, and it's having that awareness, being aware of what you're feeling is so important.
having the awareness and then having the courage to change it once you become aware of it. It takes great courage to step out of old patterns.
Yes. The other aspect that is talked about in the book is using our will. So I think it's interesting that they talk about the will coming from, you know, to form intentions. You know, like we all want to intend and manifest. You know, so we want to manifest a good, you know, heart-mind connection. We want to manifest love in our life. We want to manifest, you know, what we want our life to be, our purpose and all that. And so they talk about forming that intention through the will, which comes from the solar plexus, and then to the heart, to the mind, kind of that order, and then it comes into the physical form, and that's, I imagine, and we don't have time now to go into it because we're going to be going into a break soon, but that seems to me the step towards manifesting, to have that integrity and that integration of all those parts, of the will, the heart, the mind, to form that intention of what you want to manifest in your life. Am I on the right track there? You have
Absolutely.
Like 15 seconds to say yes.
I think there's no other track to take except that one, to pay attention, give it some space to notice, give yourself space to notice, and then summon up the courage from your will to make changes. I think that's definitely the right path.
Well,
we're gonna have to take a break right now, and we'll come back and talk more with Dr. Pia Orlean and Colin Baird Smith.
I don't need your sympathy. There's nothing you can say or do for me, and I don't want a miracle. You'll never change for no one.
All healers for an amazing Astral Allies retreat in the Methyl Valley. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf April 30th through May 2nd. You will focus on healing and owning your third chakra, personal power, energy distribution, and more. To register now or learn more, email wendyrwolf@att.net or call 206-853-8603.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Oh,
Welcome back to Voices of Women on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Chris Stamos, and I'm talking with Dr. Pia, Arlene, and Cullen Baird-Smith. And we're talking about their book, Remembering Who We Are, Larkmer's Guidance on Healing the Human Condition. So I'd love to start with you giving your website and information. I know you've got events coming up and services you offered. If you could just give us a short description of that.
Sure. We try to bring Larkmer's wisdom to everybody who's interested, and the first way to find it is on our website, which is larkma.com, and it's spelled LAARKMAA.com, and you'll find there articles we've written, you'll find recordings of conversations where Larkmer speaks, you'll find blogs that have been posted. You'll find all manner of flow of information about this work that we do. We also have both of our books, Conversations with Larkmer and Remembering Who We Are, available on the website. And yes, we do events all over the world. We have one coming up here in Santa Fe, here in the United States. In Santa Fe, beginning this weekend, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 24th through 26th. In Santa Fe, and we'll have another one in this country November 6th, 7th, and 8th, where people who are resonant with the wisdom that we're bringing through can join together and build on what we're doing collectively to help humanity evolve.
We also do what Larkmer calls personal synchronization. And what these are is a chance, an experience, to speak with Larkmer privately with any questions or concerns about what people need to know about themselves, about who they are, where they're from.
Their own developmental path.
Anything that would help them expand or grow. And we have an explanation about these personal sessions on the website.
And anyone who wants one, all they need to do is look at the address of the website and the instructions and write us a letter requesting a session and give us a telephone number and a time to contact you, and we'll set it up and make it happen.
Great. Okay. Well, one of the things in the book that's kind of fascinating is how they talk about the rainbow body. So can you explain that and how we can achieve that?
Well, the rainbow body is the connecting of our physical human bodies here in the third dimension on Earth and our etheric body, which is the non-physical blueprint of who we really are. The rainbow body is a combination of those two systems, which allows us a much greater and much more expansive experience as humans.
The rainbow body is something that we are all striving to achieve, those of us who are aware and awake on this path of trying to evolve, because it gives us much more freedom to do things beyond the restrictions of third-dimensional reality. Right now, we're moving around very restricted in human form, and the only time we connect with our etheric body is perhaps through dreams or meditations or visions. The rainbow body actually allows us to awaken, to connect so that we can intermingle what we do physically and what we do in the etheric, so that it expands the possibilities of how to be human in the universe.
Historically, we have all agreed consensually that we would be born, live a life, and then die and lose our physical bodies and then come back as many different systems would call karma, where we learn what we learn, we lose our bodies, we then come back and learn again, and we do that over and over and over again on this earthly plane in order to experience everything we can experience so that we can evolve. Larkmer's understanding that they're trying to help humanity with is we no longer have to do that old system any longer. That if we make conscious choices in every moment, if we take personal responsibility to be sure that everything we think, everything we say, and every action that we take comes from a responsible, completely aware level of understanding, that we don't have to live a karmic experience anymore where we repeat those things over and over again. And by doing that consciously, Larkma tells us that we can actually combine the physical body with the etheric, create the rainbow body, and extend ourselves out into the universe in that manner instead of dying in the old paradigm way that we've been doing over and over and over again.
So the achievement of the rainbow body actually stops all karma. It ends karma because we make such choices of responsibility that there is no karmic repercussion. We experience things instantaneously because we are moment by moment choosing from a place of the heart with wise choices that are for the highest good of all, so there is no need for karmic learning anymore.
So are you talking about, because when you talk about that, the rainbow body coming into being, it sounds, and then not having to go through the karma and coming back and learning our lessons all the time again over and over, are you talking about ascension?
Yes, absolutely.
Ascension is, as humans know it now, ascension is primarily through the form of death. They ascend into the etheric form, leaving the physical form in a separation, and death is the way most humans know how to ascend. But what Larkma's trying, and many other voices of love and light are trying to get humans to wake up and recognize, is that we have another way to ascend that doesn't require death at all.
And so how do you see that? What does that look like? I think that's, you know, probably an interesting concept for people to wrap your head around it.
Well,
like,
I can tell you what
that
it
sounds,
feels
that sounds like.
I can tell you what it feels like more than I can tell you what it looks like. Cullen and I both could speak to this probably. What it feels like is becoming more and more sensitive and more aware of how everything that we do or anyone else does affects other people. That sensitivity causes us to be more and more uncomfortable at times or happy and blissful at times because we are increasing our connection to all others. And as we do that, we're also recognizing moment by moment, oops, I should make a different choice next time, or, oh, look how well that worked. So we're beginning to understand and feel quick repercussions of the choices that we make moment by moment. That's moving towards rainbow body form.
Larkma also aligns this idea of the rainbow body and ascension in combination with the Earth herself ascending at this time. The Earth, as we all know, has been going through all kinds of different experiences, tsunamis, earthquakes, seismic activity, volcanic activity. What Larkma is trying to help humanity understand is that we now have the possibility to ascend through the rainbow body as the Earth herself is ascending into a more rarefied, more limitless form on her own.
So ascension is
about here.
Well,
this is fascinating. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just saying that this is sort of a new concept. I hadn't heard this before. I mean, it makes sense. You know, if we're evolving and the Earth is evolving too, but this whole concept of the Earth going through this process, and how it talks in the book about how what we do impacts Earth's evolution too, and we're well aware of all the difficulties we're going through in our planet right now. You know, global warming and species dying, all these things that are happening. And it still all comes back to how we are and how in our thoughts and our choices we're making is impacting that too.
Well, we're much more powerful as humans than we have the imagination to even grasp or think about. Larkma tells us that humanity is actually the neurological component of Earth, that our thoughts and our actions manifest in how the Earth is making her changes. Not that the Earth isn't making changes on her own simultaneously, but what we think and what we project into the Earth, whether that's through our irresponsible polluting or our irresponsible thoughts about how we do not respect nature or the air or water. It's very interesting that we are absolutely intertwined, that Earth's ascension, Earth's development is exactly what's going on with human beings at the same time.
And that's, it just occurred to me that just so impacts how we need to be in the world right now, because we know, you know, all these earth changes, that sometimes we think we don't have any control over them, that we can't change them, and we're going through that fear of the earth dying, or, you know, all these species dying and all these changes, that we can't change it. We have no control over it. And what you're saying, what Lakhmar is saying, is we do, because we're the ones impacting it and our thought waves and all that. So we do. Do they feel optimistic? We're going to come back after the break and talk about this, because I'm curious if they feel optimistic that we can make this change, that we can shift this whole global change that's happening to our planet, that we can shift it with our energies. And I'd love to hear what they have to say about that when we come back after our break.
Sounds great.
Calling all healers for an amazing Astral Allies retreat in the Methow Valley. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf April 30th through May 2nd. You will focus on healing and owning your third chakra, personal power, energy distribution, and more. To register now or learn more, email wendyrwolf@att.net or call 206-853-8603.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty, without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and guest host today on the Dr. Pat Show, and talking with the authors of Remembering Who We Are, Larkma's Guidance on Healing the Human Condition, Dr. Pia Arlene and Cullen Baird Smith. So we were just talking about, you know, we're going through all these changes on our planet. You know, and there's just a lot of concern out there, you know, and there's especially we see it in the weather patterns and the global warming and all that, which we have sort of been in denial of for a long, long time. So what is LARCMA's position on our ability to really be able to make these changes to heal our planet and so the planet can ascend and evolve and we can too?
I think the clearest point they would have us understand is that we have a choice. And we don't understand exactly how powerful that choice is, because choice means moment-by-moment responsibility for everything we think, how we say what we say, what we say, and what we do. And it's those actions, words, tones, and thoughts that are impacting and affecting whether we're contributing to the fear and the negative aspects that are causing the problems on Earth, or whether we're contributing to the solution by bringing love and light into who we are and how we are in the world. So yes, there's absolutely hope for the world, but the hope comes through our taking the responsibility to make conscious choices moment by moment together for the highest good of all. That's what's going to save the world.
LARCMA tells us that human choice on this planet is not simply a random experience, but that our ability to have human choice is a really big thing in the universe. We're being watched by many, many societies from outside this planet. It's not just the Pleiadians, but there are many star energies, beings from other places that are watching us to see what kind of changes that we're willing to make. And so human choice on this planet is much, much bigger than most of us understand.
One thing, Chris, that leads to helping the planet and helping us as humans to evolve is understanding that we are water beings living on a water planet. That's a really important concept for us to begin to explore in depth.
We are made up, depending on our age and our gender, we're made up of 70 to 85% water. And that water is an exact replica of the water that's in the oceans and the seas. We are a saline planet, and our bodies are made up of a saline solution. And so there's a resonance between each human and the Earth herself.
And the resonance between humans can be expressed more and more deeply when we understand that we communicate through our water. For instance, somebody might see another person and just empathically feel that they're suffering without anything being said, just feel it. That's a direct connection of water communicating with water. It's vibrating at a certain resonance that the other person perceives, oh, this person's upset, or, oh, this person's really joyous and happy right now. That's the cells of the water in our bodies resonating with the cells of another human body and their water. And we can communicate all across the planet when we enhance that awareness.
So it sounds like, I mean, what you're describing there is like intuition. You know, when we get those messages, that gut feeling, and we're sensing what others are feeling or going through, is being communicated through water.
Absolutely. It was thought historically, there were a number of famous people that believed that what was known as ESP, extrasensory perception, was conducted through the airwaves. LARCMA has given us an additional understanding that it's connected between water. And there is water in the makeup of our airwaves. But what they talk about is that we are water beings on a water planet, and that enables us to communicate cell to cell, and so that we have a much greater ability to communicate other than just through verbal communication. They talk about this at great length in their gatherings, that we have the capability, what they call our first sense. Historically, ESP or another understanding of communication was called the sixth sense. They wish to change that in terminology to our first sense, because it's so natural for all of us, and we use it constantly.
And it guides our other five senses, but we put it at the back because we've allowed the mind to take over. But actually, the first sense, our intuition, guides the autonomic responses that we use through the perception of our other five senses. It guides how we interpret it.
So water is much, much more important to us than we've ever realized.
There's a chapter in Larkma's first book, Conversations with Larkma, called The Magic of Water. And our readers and our followers, many, many of them say that's their favorite chapter out of everything. They love that because it opens up an understanding, really, of who we are. And that brings us into remembering who we are. Oh, yes, this is true.
Yeah, it sparks a lot of thought in myself, too, of just even being aware of water. I mean, the whole thing with Dr. Emoto, you know, the whole water thing of writing good positive words on the containers of water, or putting the thought of you know, love and peace and joy into water that changes the molecules. And there's been, you know, he's shown the science of that, the pictures of the water molecules, how they change.
Yes, and he's showing great science, or he did show great science about that, and how the external is affected, the external of the water is affected by what we say and the words we use. But Larkma was trying to carry it to a different degree of understanding, that it's not just what we say to water, it's what we say in any given moment, because we are affecting the water of our own being when we are negative, when we are judgmental and criticizing. When we're doing all those things, we're affecting the water in our own bodies, causing dis-ease in the same way that those pictures Emoto took shows how the use of words fear, hate, anger show different pictures of the configurations of water. So it goes through the tones and the thoughts of what we are using in our own water and how it affects our bodies and how it ripples out to affect others. Very powerful.
Yeah, it's really having to change our mindset.
Totally.
Mindset of that, you know, we think of ourselves as being these physical bodies is you know, something permanent and solid, and, you know, you can touch it, and you don't think of it as being fluid and water and changeable, you know. And that's one of the aspects about it that you talk in your book, is it water allows you to flow and allows you to change.
One of the keys to our evolution is recognizing how fluid we are, and that the choices we make affect that fluidity moment by moment.
Well, what is your, we have a couple of minutes to close here. What is your lasting message for people today?
Lasting message today is to slow down, take a breath, stop and connect your heart to what you're thinking, and begin to pay attention to what you're feeling and what thoughts are going along with those feelings, so you can really begin to remember who you are and discover the truth that each one of us is divine spark of light.
And connected with that, taking personal responsibility in every thought, every word, and every action that we take, because we simply don't know how powerful we are and what the ramifications, what the effects of those three ideas, thought, speech, and action, really, really affect everything energetically within ourselves, as we have spoken, how we approach others, and how we approach the earth herself. So taking personal responsibility and making wise choices does in fact change the way we manifest what we want or what we don't want.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you very much for including us.
Yeah, so be sure to go to their website, www.larkma.com, and also check out the Woman of Wisdom website. I want to put out a call for our Sacred Pampering Day for May 30th. You could be a healer, body worker, or an intuitive reader for our fundraiser on May 30th. Just go to womanofwisdom.org. So thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Unsaid, shoot an apple off my head.